Have you ever known the person you wanted to be with all your life, but have never made a real effort to try because you knew you already had them and thought you weren't ready yet? Let me just say that time waits for no one. Standing across from me is Simona Johnson. She has been the center of my attention since she walked into our best friend's engagement party an hour ago. Not only is she beautiful and sexy, but she is also my college crush and a badass lawyer. What intrigues me the most is the wart tart she has her arm looped into. In the 15 years of our platonic relationship, she has never brought a date to any close friend or family event. She always arrives solo. I know this because our friend circle is the same. Whenever one is invited, all are. And when everyone, including myself, brings a date, Simona never has one. The idea of her not bringing a date made me feel safe. It made me relieved to know that I still have a chance, whenever I'm ready. It might sound selfish and conceited, but I know myself. I prefer to have fun in my youth before settling down and getting married. Being committed to one woman is a mental strife, and though I knew from inception that Simona would be the one I would be marrying, I couldn't allow myself to get tied early in my life. Maybe knowing that she is always single and available gave me comfort. Simona knows that I'm fond of her, and I've made sure to let her know. And she is also fond of me. But because of my choice to lead a fast life, she has kept her distance. Now I'm beginning to think that this distance is going to be permanent sooner than I think. I'm standing near the open bar nursing my gin and tonic when Simona laughs out loud. She then gives the turd a light tap on his shoulder. What the fuck could be so funny? He could never be that funny. She laughs again. Okay, I'm dragging my ass over there.
Oh, hey, Trevor. Nice of you to join us.
Charlotte, the bride-to-be, says.
Well, I heard everyone laughing, so I'm curious.
I say, glancing at Simona. And she quickly hardens her smile and breaks our eye contact.
Sean was just telling us a joke about what happened at his last golf game.
Oh, you play golf?
I inwardly roll my eyes because his outfit matches his personality. I'm pretty sure he's a trust fund guy, too.
Did you lose?
Yes, I play and many other things. But no, I didn't lose. I won, actually.
Yes, he won.
Simona chimes in with a smug grin. Sean offers his hand.
And you are?
I shake it.
Trevor. Trevor Toretto.
Jesus fucking Christ, his hands are softer than my 10-year-old niece.
Toretto, as in oil rig company Toretto Toretto?
I shrug one shoulder.
We are probably related.
Charlotte and Jeffrey, my best friend and groom-to-be, both scoff.
Sean, my boy, you're looking at the next heir to that said company.
Yeah, his great-grandfather started Toig C.
Interesting. And what exactly do you do?
I oversee trust funds. I make sure they are put to proper use. Maybe I can manage yours?
Sean chuckles.
Good one. But I don't have a trust fund, sorry. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Slidein, the fastest growing instant messaging and social integration app. You should know, you use it, right?
No. What's that about? I don't usually download generic apps.
I use it, but as of now, I don't. I'll grind my dick in a sink before I give him that satisfaction.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, enough about that. Don't you guys have some engagement stuff to do?
Oh, crap. Your mother asked for some more napkins. I forgot.
Really, babe? And you're just remembering?
They're in my car trunk.
Oh, wait. Before you two go,
Sean adds,
I want to celebrate the new couple to be with a ride on my yacht. It'll be a nice sunset cruise and party. All on me.
Charlotte's eyes sparkle.
Really?
Sean nods. Oh, great. Oh, fucking great. Now he's trying to win them over. What are the odds of him having a yacht? A million in a million. Typical. Jeffrey shakes his hand and thanks him before walking off. Charlotte walks away, leaving us three. Now it feels hella awkward, and I want to make a really rude comment about his sweater. Like, where the fuck did she find this guy? At a spa club? Sean isn't even Simona's type. She likes them super tall and have at least an ounce of male in them. Does he even do any heavy lifting? I bet he's got people waiting on his every need. I bet he cries a river for a splinter. Fucking toad. All right, enough of this shit.
Excuse me. Simona, may I speak with you alone?
She presses her lips in a thin line and then faces Sean with a smile.
Hey, can you get me a refill? This will only take a second.
Sure, love.
He grabs her glass and then leans in, kissing her on the cheek. What a fucking dweeb. What was the reason for that? To show domination? What's mine is mine. This guy has no idea how quickly he's going to be single. Simona heads over to a corner and I follow.
What do you want, Trevor?
Really? A date?
I'm allowed to bring a date.
Since when? You never bring dates to events like these.
Why is this your problem?
Then she glances around the room.
And where is yours, hmm?
I didn't bring any.
Well, that's a surprise.
So what? You and Stuffy are a thing now?
I don't see how any of that is your business, but yes, we've been dating for over 2 months, and his name is Sean. Sean Belavier.
The fuck?
If y'all been dating, then why is there no sign of him on your socials?
She folds her arms.
I don't post everything.
Yes, you do.
Sean and I prefer to keep our relationship private. Sometimes it's better that way, so we don't invite chaotic energies into our lives.
I laugh.
What the fuck are you talking about, Simona? Chaotic energy?
For example, you.
Me?
But it's nice knowing that you're keeping tabs on me.
That has never been a secret, Sim.
She rolls her eyes.
And since when do you date? You don't ever bring dates to events, much less have a relationship.
I'm getting old, Trevor. 36 to be exact. I don't have time for games. I am ready to settle down and have a family while I can. I don't have my whole life, unlike you.
What's that supposed to mean?
For a man who has graduated summa cum laude, you're quite dumb.
You'll still need to elaborate, Sim.
Huh. You can get married and have a family even at 60. I don't have time.
She sighs and lets out a loud breath.
I don't even know why I'm explaining any of this to you. Sean and I are happy in dating, and we'll see where it goes.
So you're willing to have a kid with this dude?
Yes, and marry him.
A pain stabs me in the heart,
but...
Is everything okay?
Sean steps between us, and it pisses me the fuck off. He hands Simona her drink.
They're all out of mango mojito, so I got you a regular one. Is that okay?
She smiles up at him.
Yes, thanks.
And I also nabbed 2 cream puffs because I know you love these. They were going fast.
He holds the small plate up.
Oh, how thoughtful of you.
She glances at me and then back at him.
Come, I want you to meet my cousin, Wanda.
When they walk off, I realize that I'm biting into my cheek, and now I'm tasting blood. Fuck. Out of all the guys in the world to date, why him? Why any man, as a matter of fact? I could care less about her fucking around, even though she barely did, but to settle? Sean isn't even close to her type. I thought she was waiting. All those years I thought she'd been waiting for me. Fuck. Fuck. I take a deep breath. Shit. My heart is beating faster than normal, and now my chest is tightening. I clutch my chest, feeling a tingle up the back of my neck. Someone slaps me from the back. I'm about to go batshit crazy on them when I realize it's Jeffrey.
Hey, you all right, man? I saw you looking a little uneasy there. Is your chest all right?
I peer down at my hand, death gripping the left side of my suit.
Who the heck is this Sean guy? He's boiling my blood.
Sean? Oh yeah, I met him at a golf club I joined 6 months back.
You're into golf now?
Jeffrey shrugs.
It's a company thing. My manager needed a partner. And I just happen to like it. It's excellent for networking, too. You should try it.
Right after you shoot me. I'm not going anywhere that guy is.
Jeffrey laughs.
And how the hell does Simona know him?
I introduced them.
Come again?
Yeah. We had this golf tournament thing, and Charlotte said she wasn't going unless she knew someone there because it would be boring. So I told her to invite Simona. Sean saw Simona and asked me to introduce them.
What the fuck, Jeff?
I'm sorry, I honestly didn't think it would have turned into a thing. I know Simona is always reserved and didn't think anything of it. But when Charlotte said they started dating, I didn't know what to say.
And you couldn't give me a fucking heads up?
Listen, Charlotte didn't want me to say anything because she knew you would have ruined it.
The fuck I would.
See? This is why I kept my mouth shut. Simona is happy. Isn't that what you want?
No, not with that sweater-wearing diva over there. Did you forget our plan?
No, I didn't.
Then Jeffrey lets out a breath.
But to be honest, Trev, Simona has been there for too long. I can't blame her for wanting to move on.
What the fuck are you saying?
That you've played this out too long. Did you really think she would wait forever?
Why do you think I came here tonight without a date? I've been thinking about this since our New Year's Eve party.
Come on, Trev, that was 9 months ago, and you're still thinking?
I was busy cleaning out my closet, getting rid of my skeletons. I haven't had sex in over 7 months, Jeff.
7 long fucking months trying to make myself ready to spend the rest of my life with this woman, only to be fucked over by some guy with a slick back named Sean?
Wow.
Yes.
Look, I'm sorry.
You had one job, to never meddle in our affairs, to never contribute to our downfall.
I said I'm sorry, but I guess the tables are turned now.
If that's what you think, then you don't know me that well.
Oh, I know you, bro. I know you're gonna fuck this up and regret it.
There's a thorn in my shoe, and I'm going to remove it.
Simona is finally happy. Don't mess this up for all of us. Because if she's not happy, you know Charlotte is not going to be too. And I cannot start off my marriage with an unhappy wife.
Does that look like happy to you?
I point across the room where Simona and Sean are standing, chatting with a group of people. Simona is laughing really loud. Like, extra, extra loud.
She's laughing. And Sean is a funny guy.
I highly doubt that. Look at her cheeks, look at her fucking mouth. That's not a real Simona laugh. I know a fake one when I see it.
All right, suit yourself, but don't try to fix things that aren't broken.
That?
I point across the room again.
My friend is definitely broken.
And if I have to die trying to fix it, then so be it, but I'll be damned if Simona Johnson gets shacked up by a dude wearing a baby blue cashmere sweater. Jeffrey shrugs.
All right, brother. I guess the ball is in your court.
This is the end of Playing for Keeps, Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2. And if you haven't already, subscribe, share, and follow me on Rumble. I'll appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.